Where are parasites coming from? Like, what are, and is there a thing where if you're more, if you live in a city or like in certain areas, are parasites more likely to be? What's that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we now know, like, you don't have to be like traveling to India or on the streets of some third world country to contract parasites. If sanitation is completely a disaster in a given area, then you're obviously going to pick up something for sure. But you can pick up parasites everywhere. We're not, the Western world is not immune to this.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. They're in food.
Would even think they'd be like smarter here.
Yeah, because they have to work harder, yeah. Right? That's a good point. And there's probably truth to that. They're in the water supply. They're in your food. They're in the park. They're in all the animals, like wild animals, like, you know, your cat goes outside. God knows, like, what it's interacting with, what it's yeah. eating, what it's licking, all that stuff.
My cats used to, like, go in the sewers when I was in Ohio. We'd, like, see our cat come inside after, like, being in the sewer all night. We're like, all right, welcome home.
We've all
whatever
heard
the fuck you were doing.
Whatever you were doing, whatever you were eating. We all heard of the crazy cat lady, right?
Wow.
Right? The folklore is real. It's real.
Wow.
And it's parasites could, like I said, they can be in those forms. They're also microscopic. There's also, you know, there's ticks, yeah. right? We know about Lyme and the Babesia. Those are spirochetes. Why do they call them a spirochete? Because they spiral in their shape. It's like a corkscrew.
Yeah.
And they get into your brain. They get into your organs and things like that. They embed everywhere. They eat up your cartilage in your body. It's insanity. Again, this isn't supposed to be a horror movie, but this stuff's real. And so what do we do about it? We got to mitigate it. We got to get ourselves healthy. We got to make sure our lymph system's working. Our kidneys are working. Our liver is working. We got to take the burden off the body so the body can
Because the goal is to have
itself.
A healthy enough body that has a healthy enough immune system to confront these instead of avoiding them.
Boom. There it is.
Okay.
That's it. Like, of course, like, I'm not going to go into a public bathroom at the airport and touch everything. Okay. It's just not going to happen because I have common sense and those are cesspools
yeah.
of bacteria's infections. It's probably, it's gnarly. At the same time, I'm not going to live scared. So I'm going to bolster my body's ability to adapt to these stresses while using discernment on my everyday actions. Mm-hmm. And parasites and these infections are also transmitted sexually. So you're, you know, kissing someone like who just goes out and kisses people?
I mean,
that's a thing now. That was a thing, and it's still a thing.
I literally was walking with my friend the other day. I'm like, how do you like kiss someone that you just met?
Barf, like
barf,
barf, like.
Like, because then you go in, you're like, oh my god,
so gross.
That's why I was like, wait, I understand why before I'd have to be drunk or like tipsy. Because then you're kind of like, all right, let's see what happens. But I'm like, now, like being completely sober, you're like going to come in and be like.
Think about it, though. When you're drunk, it's you're feeding the parasites.
Oh, my God. Did they love alcohol?
They love alcohol.
Why?
Because it's a simple sugar. Just think about that. And so then the parasite wants to jump to other hosts. Think about that. The parasite wants to burrow a home. And wants to join forces with someone else and find other homes. That's parasites. That's in their protein or their cytoplasm or their DNA structure or whatever. You could test it through a polymerase test or something. That's what they want to do. And so all these things like this sexual behaviors and not knowing who your partners are and kissing five people at Coachella or whatever the hell you're doing, that's you just brought the whole world in your mouth. And most people's immune system is not prepared to handle all that. And all of a sudden, now they have a sore throat. And they're like, oh, I got sick from someone. I got caught a cold. What does that even mean? What does a sore throat mean? A sore throat means an infection was passed on to you. Just think about how crazy that is. Mm-hmm. We're so used to the nomenclature of the flu season and this thing. What? Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? You know those people that are always like sick.
Oh, yeah.
I have friends that like, I remember they're like, they're sick like every 2-3 months.
Uh-huh.
And I've never been sick. They're sick every
I'm two, like, get it together. Yeah. Actually, my biggest flex in life is I've never gotten COVID.
I don't think I ever got it either.
What's up, brother?
I've never tested for it, so.
That's right.
Yeah,
I've tested and I've fucking never had it, baby.
I love that.
And I'm like, that's what's up.
That's what's up.
The kissing thing, I can't. It's just there's the level of intimacy too, where you're like, you're that close into my space. But with the parasites, so they are looking for hosts. They're looking to spread. And this is something that we've had throughout human history, correct?
Yes, this is part of our whatever.
The way we evolve.
It's almost a karma too. Wow. Steiner explains parasites as a karma. If you pick up parasites energetically, you're picking up an old karma that you have not figured out.
Wow.
Like, we can go deep that. Yeah, well, it's the mechanisms of parasites that have a karma to them, like how the parasite behaves in the body and how it cycles through you and the life cycle of it is considered a karma, because it's a cause and causation of an action or a behavior that caused this, or a lack of behavior. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like there's layers we can, it's like inception, you know, it's a dream and then within a dream and then within a dream, all of these things are happening in this material world, but this is some kind of holographic morphogenic realm that we're in. And so then you could start seeing the layers to parasitic infections and mind control. And think about it, like your mom passed on parasites to you for sure, you know what I mean? And her mom passed, and her mom, it's like it's something there, it's some kind of unfolding. And so we don't want to take on other people's karma. So be very discerning with the into me you see, the intimacy. Be very discerning, and self-love, you know, shines again. That's why I did a video, I don't know if you saw it, where I was really speaking from my heart, and I was like, naive behavior is the same thing as risky behavior. Like, let that, like, feel into that. Like, you're naive, or you're ignorant, and you're just happy-go-lucky, everything's good, I just want to have some pleasure, I just want to escape, blah, 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 blah. That come back and bite you in the ass. And it doesn't have to be, you know, Ebola or HIV or anything like that that develops into a catastrophic event. It could be something so small, so microscopic, you have no idea, and that eventually causes a lot of problems. So what am I saying? Like, never have intimate partners or anything? I'm not saying that. But use discernment. Get to know somebody. Feel into their behavioral patterns. Look at their level of health. Look at how they're treating themselves. Because if someone's not practicing self-love and they're destroying themselves on a daily basis for the last 10, 15, 20 years, in a blink of an eye, they can take all that karma and pass it on to you. And all your hard work and everything you've been doing will be for nothing. Just think how crazy that is.
I think it's crazy just that you would be intimate with someone that, like, you don't really enjoy even having a conversation with.
I mean, that's a whole nother ballgame. That's a whole nother level.
And maybe that's, like, just being with the physical or something, but I just...
It's escapism.
Uh-huh.
It's escapism.
I have to trust.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, that's one thing. My trauma has provided something beautiful. I have to trust. But with the mind control of parasites, I want to talk a little bit about that, just because I think that's been so fascinating to learn and understand about parasites. So do you think that there could be an opportunity or a space where parasites are used as like a weapon to control the masses and our minds?
You're asking, are they weaponized?
Yes. Could there be a potential that they would be?
Sure. Of course. Anything can be a weapon.
That's true.
I mean, the TV is a weapon, right? So we could be as vague as that as possible. Anything that that can cripple a person or a family or a town or a city or a state or a country or an earth, whatever, is weaponized. And definitely... We are in a world right now where there are groups out there that know, in order for us to be able to push our agenda through to control a population, we're going to have to weaken them mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, and we're going to have to divide them up a little bit. That's an old strategy thousands of years old, if not longer, in other parallel universes. We know that. Problem, reaction, solution. You create a problem, there's a reaction, you provide the solution to the problem you created. Hook, line, sinker. Mm-hmm. And so it would behoove us to see what the common problems are today with our mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, financial problems are.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.